Looking for a job? Look no farther than Connecticut. As Newsline heard from Chris D. Pentima, president and CEO of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, some 90,000 jobs up for grabs. This story really caught our attention because it looks like there's some 90,000 job vacancies in Connecticut. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Bridget. We've had these job openings now for, well, since coming out of the pandemic, really going back to September of 2021, Connecticut's been bumping around between 90,000 and 120,000 job openings. So it's an issue we've been dealing with for a little bit of time here.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot. Where are the job vacancies? What industries?
Yeah, everyone wants to know that, right? Where exactly?
Where do I go, right?
Yeah. It's everywhere. It is really in every industry sector. Right now, the 90,000 healthcare related is about 15,000 job openings. So our hospitals, and of course, that's, you know, everything from nurses and doctors to entry level technicians. Manufacturing has about 6,000 job openings in Connecticut. We have 1,000 job openings just for commercial drivers, folks driving trucks throughout the state and throughout the Northeast. Logistics and warehousing is a growing industry sector in Connecticut, and folks are really struggling to find those who can drive their vehicles. So it's pretty much all industry sectors. There's very few that aren't hiring, and it's all levels of skill, from the most entry level. Restaurants are really struggling to find people, to high-skilled, you know, doctors, welders in our manufacturing sectors.
And back to healthcare, is it that a lot of people burned out during the pandemic, left their jobs, and now you need to replenish the troops, as it were?
It's a little bit of both. You know, the workforce crisis is a nationwide issue and challenge. And Connecticut's really had some issues that predated the pandemic. We have older demographics in the Northeast, you know, similar to New York and Massachusetts. And so we saw folks retire out during the pandemic and some getting burned out, to your point, and maybe even leaving work altogether, starting their own business, which we've seen as a good positive here in Connecticut with 1,000 new businesses starting up every month for the last couple years. But at the same time, for credit to our businesses in the state, they're seeing record demand for their products and services. So some of it, you know, healthcare is certainly an older demographics needing more healthcare and folks leaving the industry sector. But in manufacturing, it's really more demand for the products and services that our manufacturers make. And so they need more people than they did pre-pandemic.
Right. I wanted to ask you about manufacturing. I was reading that I guess one of the issues is you need to train people, right, to do those manufacturing jobs. I guess that can take a little bit.
It can, you know, and all the industries we're talking about, there is some training level. In manufacturing specifically, you're looking to replace folks who may have retired, who had 25, 35, maybe even 40 years experience with someone who's coming, you know, right out of high school, whether it's our tech schools or comprehensive public schools or community colleges or our four-year colleges, who obviously don't have nearly as much experience. And there's a longer learning curve. In addition, you know, we have one of the most productive workforces in the world, especially in manufacturing. And so it's not just the experience, but it's that high level of productivity that you're trying to replace. And it takes a little while to train these folks. Fortunately, the state has pointed up more than $100 million in workforce development and investment programs across the state, whether they're manufacturing or healthcare, financial services, tech services, to develop those folks faster and train them faster than we were able to do pre-pandemic. But there's still a ways to go.
Why, before we go, Chris, why is it so important to hire people for these 90,000 job vacancies in Connecticut? I mean, they are presumably the people who drive the economy, right?
They are. They are definitely driving the economy. And it's what we call really, you know, the need for it is the ability to unlock our tremendous economic potential. If we aren't able to fill these jobs, then eventually these jobs will move elsewhere. They'll move to areas of the country or the world that don't have such a workforce challenge, or the demand for those products and services will eventually go away, and we'll miss out on this economic opportunity where we can really continue to grow our state. And then that growth allows us to make investments in critical issues like nonprofits, childcare, housing, infrastructure, and transportation that we otherwise wouldn't be able to make.
All righty. Well, very nice to have you here on the show. We thank you so much. Chris D. Pantima, President and CEO of CBIA, Connecticut Business and Industry Association. A lot of want ads there in Connecticut.